From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a proposal to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Difficult negotiations with Turkey may be ahead. Henry Redgewell has more.
The EU's refugee relocation scheme is aimed at Syrians. The fate of other nationalities is as yet undecided. Part of Europe's proposed deal with Ankara would see migrants here in Greece sent back to Turkey. Under normal European rules, those subject to persecution are able to claim asylum in the EU. But the European rulebook is being rewritten, and the future for the refugees stranded in Greece is highly uncertain. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to the president Thursday aired the accusation and the warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan, though, denies his country is supporting rebels. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions, in what it says, what it believes, and what it does.
Kerry says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The genocide declaration means the U.S. could prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has lost 22% of its territory. That's happening in the last 15 months. The monitoring group IHS Jains says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group, both in Syria and Iraq. Jains says IS is increasingly isolated. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. It is a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. The declaration would unite three Kurdish-controlled provinces to create a self-run region within Syria. The declaration complicates Syrian peace talks underway in Geneva. Top U.S. defense officials say Russia's military intervention in Syria failed to achieve its stated goals and likely lowered Russia's standing in the region. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday that Russia prolonged the Syrian civil war and failed to focus its fight on the Islamic State group.
Russia said it was coming into Syria to fight ISIL, but that's not what it did. Instead, their military has only prolonged the civil war, propped up Assad, and as of now, we haven't seen whether Russia retained the leverage to find a diplomatic way forward.
Ash Carter, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial withdrawal of Russian forces Monday. Putin said Thursday that Russia could ramp up its military presence in Syria within several hours if necessary. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile just days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the North. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile flew 800 kilometers before crashing into the sea Friday. Saudi Arabia says it is ending a major combat operation in Yemen. The announcement comes a year after a Saudi coalition launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Morocco has ordered 84 United Nations peacekeepers out of Western Sahara. It took the move after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the Moroccan presence in the territory an occupation. Morocco considers the area part of its territory and accuses Mr. Ban of failing to be neutral on the matter. A human rights watchdog has called on U.S. President Barack Obama to press the Castro government to implement concrete measures to end repression. Mr. Obama plans to visit Cuba next week. Human Rights Watch America's director, Jose Miguel Vivanco, said the president's message on human rights needs to be forceful and specific. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.